Go ahead, please.
Hello?
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 Hello, Mr. President.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
Fine.
Congratulations are in order.
Thank you very much.
The convention was just wonderful.
Did you enjoy it?
I sure did. I got so excited watching that convention.
Well, that's good. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I went to school this past year and took up some of the humanities. I've had 2.5 years of college now. And I want to go into this anti-poverty program, Linda. And I wanted to talk to you about it, too, because I felt like that you would be able to tell me something about how to do it. I'm going to be working in the campaign here in Corpus for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought possibly you might have some suggestion to give me.
Well, you really hadn't started yet. They've got the bill passed, and they're just getting ready to start organizing.
Well, I knew that.
And I don't know quite how. I rather think Sergeant Shriver will run it.
Uh-huh.
And he's getting ready to appoint his people, and just really hadn't got underway yet.
Uh-huh. Well, I thought possibly you might have something in mind for me. You remember me, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I've been back in Corpus for about 2 years now. I was in Denver for a while, and I was in New Orleans and Houston for a while.
What were you doing there?
Well, I was the manager of the gourmet shop in Sockwood, in Houston.
Yeah.
And then I taught a school in New Orleans and was with an insurance company, but for the past 25 years, I've been in sales and supervision.
Mm-hmm.
I've been with the Easterling Fine Tableware out of Chicago,
mm-hmm.
and was among the first 10 leaders in the nation up until this last couple of 3 years,
mm-hmm.
and was very successful in that business, but I would like to get into this anti-poverty program, and everyone seems to feel that I could, I could handle it all right, I could take care of it all right.
How long have you been in Corpus?
Well, you know, I saw you, I think, in 59,
yeah.
Down at the Robert Driscoll,
yeah.
And talked to you then, and left here. Oh, right soon after that, and was gone during 60 and 61. In fact, I was at...
Now, let's see. You
were... I'm divorced.
What?
I am divorced, yeah. And I have a 17-year-old daughter with me.
Uh-huh. Your husband was in trucking outfit,
right.
Wasn't he?
He was a freight man. He's the district sales manager for the Red Arrow Freight Mine.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what are you doing now, dear?
Well, I'm working with Easterling Fine Tableware. I've recently, just this last couple of weeks, have had the executive board call me about being the director for the Coastal Bend Rehabilitation Program, but when several of the members wanted a man to handle the program.
Mm-hmm.
So that still has not been settled.
I'm talking over. Get over this.
That's a good program to be in. So, but I don't know what I'm going to do. I want to get into something with the government, and I felt like this anti-poverty program would be just wonderful for me to work in. And I did go back to school this past year and pick up some of the subjects in the humanities. And I majored in home economics, you remember. But I picked up the major in sociology this past year, and that came through just fine. I have 71 hours now. So, Lyndon?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know whether you were still on.
No, right, sure.
So, you might have some suggestion. I would appreciate a line from you or some thought on it. Anything you can do that you would suggest, well, it would mean a lot to me.
Well, I'll sure look into it, and I'll try to do something. I don't know just quite how you fit into it. I don't know what they're going to do. I'm pretty far removed from it, the details, but I would certainly like to see something worked out to suit you, and send you a Form 57, or maybe you won't drive up here while we're here.
Oh, I'd be delighted to. I just wondered if I might have an opportunity to get into the barbecue.
Well, I don't know about that. We're not the...
I would like to talk to you, Lyndon, if it's possible for me to see you while you're there. I would drive up there to see you.
Well, why don't you drive up tomorrow, and we'll work it out somewhere, and, do you know how to get here?
I think I can find my way all right. I drove from Denver back to Texas a couple of times by myself, and I think I might be able to find that ranch.
You drive, to San Antonio and then drive San Antonio to Blanco. When you get to San Antonio, you find a way to Blanco, and then there's a back road that comes to Stonewall, and then we're 3 miles from Stonewall, so it's Corpus to San Antonio and San Antonio to Blanco. In Blanco, it's about 20 miles of kind of a back road. It's paved, but you'll have to find out how to go to Stonewall from Blanco. Then Stonewall, they can tell you how to get down here 3 miles, and I'll tell them at the gate to let you in, and you get up in the morning and come on down whenever you can.
Oh, well, that's just wonderful. I appreciate that so much, and I know I'll enjoy seeing you again, too.
Fine, dear.
Well, thank you for returning my call. I had a little trouble getting through to you.
Fine. Well, I didn't know it. I just came in. I've been over to the lake. So.
Well, I know you're so busy now. You remember I told you one of these days you were going to be president. I knew you would be.
Well, you're mighty sweet, and I appreciate it.
You've done a wonderful job, and I'm real proud of you. And I just, I'm going to be pushing like mad right here with this campaign.
So thank you, dear. I'll see you tomorrow. Then what time are you going to leave there in the morning?
Well, probably around, I'd say around 10 o'clock.
All right, that'll put you here, I guess, about 1 or 2, won't it?
It should. Let's see, it'll take me about 3 hours to go to San Antonio, and from there on to Blanco, I'd say
be an hour and
about
a half.
5 hours. I'm driving a yellow Buick, a little Skylark. So I think it'll bring me there all right, don't you?
Yeah. So then you would guess you'd be here about...
I would say around 3:30 or 4.
Okay. All right, there.
That'll give me plenty of time ahead, you know, to get there.
Okay.
Thank you so much for returning my call.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
She's going to be at 3.